Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, was the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Nancy Height. She's a financial planner, certified, fiduciary, author of The Retirement Mirage, Time to Think Differently. Nancy, you got a website?
Yes, the strategicwealthadvisor.com.
All right, so check that out,
my
folks.
Book, number one on Amazon last week, so those people, I have it on Kindle special for this month, so it's going to be on everybody's budget.
Good
from
for
Kindle.
You.
I think it's 99 cents this month.
You can't beat that. So, and it's worth every penny, folks. Hey, Nancy, let's talk about the retirement plans of baby boomers. You know, a year ago, there were a lot of baby boomers in their late 60s, maybe even early 70s, who were saying, you know, this is fun. I think I'm going to work a while longer. And now, after the pandemic and with people having to retool their businesses to get to the post-pandemic expectations of customers, I think more of them are saying, I don't think I want to go to that much effort. I'm ready to wrap it up. What's your advice to them?
This is a real problem. The pandemic has had some devastating effects, especially on the older workers and those that have owned their own business. Well, this is one of the problems with the financial aspect of thinking about retirement. We cannot expect, don't forget, when Roosevelt set up retirement, Social Security, everyone had a pension. They also had savings, and Social Security was supposed to be the frosting on the cake. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, in the 21st century, the only thing left is frosting. Mm-hmm. And we can't expect the Social Security to take care of us for 30 years or 25 years. And medicine costs and health care is out of sight. Mm-hmm. And many people, their health care was attached to their employment. If they stop working or stop their small business, their health care is going down the drain with it. So this is really a part. If they have a hobby, and I recommend this highly, even for your children, Jim, develop that hobby so that you can always make a few extra bucks. If you like to do things around the house and repair things, you can be a part-time person and repair other people's issues. If you like to bake, when I was a kid, I went to, at school, we had cooking for the girls and shop for the boys. Today, we'd have shop for the girls and the boys. Everything would be the same. Yeah. And the best chefs that I know, most of them are men.
Are you worried about the stock market right now? Are you recommending people invest in the stock market right now?
Let me say this. The thing about the DNA of the stock market, you have to understand, is volatility. There is no such thing as not having volatility, especially
right.
with modern technology. Orders are placed in the computer 3 weeks ahead of time. They're waiting for a stock to hit a certain price.
Right.
It hits it, it gets bought or sold. That's volatility. That's the nature of the game.
What you're saying then is the private investor really doesn't have a chance.
Let me say this. You have a chance if you're investing in stocks that you know something about. Apple goes down, that stock, you're not worried about it. You worried about Amazon losing 300 points? I don't think so. Are you worried about Tesla? I'm not sure that you need to worry about that. IBM, well, that's the technology of the past, but it's still $140 a share. I mean, it's not falling out of bed. Make sure the companies that you're selecting or the mutual funds have the kind of investments inside that you feel comfortable owning. If you're going to take risk, you need to understand what that risk can mean to you. So, yes, I believe in the stock market.
Well,
isn't
it important that you think, if, in terms of your retirement at least, that you think like an investor, not as a trader. Isn't one of the problems we have in terms of equity, assets, stocks, things like that, that we got too many traders, not enough investors? What do you think?
I'm sorry, do we have too many what?
Traders? Not enough investors.
Well, let me say, the younger person is used to internet games. That's what happened with GameStop. But I want to know, the issue with GameStop is that I think it democratized the trading market. Before, it used to be that only large investors would have access to certain trading patterns. I think we've democratized it. Yes, you do need to make sure the company you're investing in has some financial backing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed sometimes that the stocks that come from China, that are housed in China, don't have to pass the same financial standards that other stocks on the stock market have to pass.
Right.
So you need to peel back the onion a little bit. Our ability to take risk has to do with what we learned about money around our kitchen table. People do not make investments based upon what they have on a spreadsheet or what they learned in a book. What you learn about money around your kitchen table is what you know. If you have time for a short story,
Nancy, I don't. I'm afraid we've come to the end of our time. Give us your website again, please. Let's have your website again, please. The Strategic Wealth Advisor is Nancy's website, ladies and gentlemen. Her book is called The Retirement Mirage. I encourage you to check it out. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. You make the younger
mom cry. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.